I just want to talk to you tonight about storms. You know, and I'm not talking about tornadoes and hurricanes and so forth and so on. They're destructive, but we have in our lives, we have different storms that come in that are just as destructive as a tornado or a hurricane or a flood. You know, storms come in and they rip things apart and tear things up. And the same thing can happen in your life if you allow the enemy. And I don't care how long you've been a Christian. The enemy comes in and he tries to steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll bring storms. You know, when we have storms around here, we have the weather forecasters come on and they start telling us, you know, prepare, take safety now. And a large amount of people wait to the last moment and then they can't find any shelter. And some people don't think that the storm will be bad enough, and so they end up in a problem. You know, sort of like the old fella, they had a flood. So he crawled on top of his house and the water started rising. They sent a boat by and he said, no, the Lord's going to deliver me. Well, it got deeper. He got up higher and another rescue boat come by and he said, no, the Lord's going to deliver me. Well, he was finally up on top of the chimney and the water was still rising. And he said, Lord, you didn't save me. He said, well, I sent two boats by and you didn't respond. Sometimes we don't realize that when God sends the answer, we don't realize that because we're so stuck with our, I'm going to believe God. Well, when you believe in God, God can send the answer to you in different ways. You know, everybody would like that super, supernatural deliverance, but he can send it other ways besides just that way. So, you know, we talk about that. You know, material things can be replaced, but relationships that are broken, you know, it's hard to ever recover those. And, you know, when the storms of life come, you know, one of the storms that comes in that really affects people is jealousy. And it happens in the church. People get jealous of one another because they think that they ought to have that person's job. You know, the best way to, if you want to get involved in a job, is to help them be the best they can be. You know, jealousy usually stems out of being carnal, not being close to God. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, if you're carnal, for where there are envy and strife and division among you, are you not carnal, behaving like mere men? You know, we need to realize that we can provoke one another. Galatians 5:6, let us not become conceited and provoke one another, envying one another. You know, some people get, I've been around church all my life. I've been around church 81 years. I was born on Sunday. Like I said, I was in church the next Sunday, and I've been there the whole time. I have seen people in the church, as, you know, my dad's church when I was a kid, and then as 6 years of being with my father-in-law as associate pastor, I have seen people get upset because somebody else got a blessing and they felt like they ought to get a blessing and they hadn't got a blessing yet. I told one guy one time, I said, you'll never get a blessing. He got mad at me. Well, of course, you know me, I don't pull punches. I just tell it like it is. And if you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine. You know, the problem is most people can't stand the truth because it sheds the light back on them and they've got to do something and they don't want to do anything. They want everybody else to do something and they want to get all the blessing. I told him, I said, you'll never get a blessing. I said, because you are envious every time somebody gets a blessing. You are envious of it and you always say, well, I don't understand why they got a blessing.
I've been a Christian longer than they have.
Come on now. I'm not getting very good amens, like Brother Bill says. Do you understand the many times we're praying for the Lord to help us and we're creating our own storm? It's not the devil, it's us. My dad used to say, he said, son, have you ever noticed that people are praying that the Lord would, they think the devil's bothering them, and it's they're causing their own problem. They're doing it. And they're praying to God to help them, and the only way they're going to be helped is if they change. We create our own storms sometimes. You create storms with your mouth. I'm just talking to you like a father would talk to his children. I'm talking to the church. You know, once it comes out of your mouth, then there's nothing left to do but damage control. You know, many times the devastation left behind because of what somebody said is worse than somebody hitting them with a fist. Because that bruise will heal, but that hurt inside is there forever. Have you ever been to a courtroom and the opposing attorney will elicit a statement from a witness and the other attorney will say, I object. And the judge says, sustain. And he tells the court clerk that's recording it, because everything that's done inside of a courtroom is public information and it's recorded. You'd have to go look for it. He tells, strike that from the record. If you go look up that court record, that's struck from the record. But when those jurors go in that jury room, there's no way to take it out of their mind. That's why the Word of God, that's why the Word says, renew your mind with the Word. You get it up there, and the devil can't take it away. I don't know whether y'all getting anything out of this or not. I don't even know where I'm going to end up with this. But there is help in your storm. It's up to you. You have to be willing. You see, the disciples were in storms. Jesus come walking on the water there, John 6:16. That evening, reading from the NLT, that evening Jesus' disciples went down to the shore to wait for him. But as darkness fell, Jesus still hadn't come back, and they got into a boat and headed across toward the lake, toward Capernaum. Soon a gale swept upon them, and the sea grew rough, and they rowed 3 or 4 miles when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water toward the boat. They were terrified, but he called out to them, don't be afraid, I'm here. Then they were eager to let him in the boat, and immediately they arrived at their destination. I want you to notice that in the middle of the storm, they were roaring against the storm, having a hard time and having no avail. Jesus got on board and immediately they arrived at the destination. See, we need to let Jesus in the middle of our storm. You know, another thing that people cause their own self a storm is anger. Now, there's such a thing as having good anger, but there's bad anger. And in fact, the Lord said, and the Bible says, don't get angry and sin not. Doesn't it? Huh? Don't let the sun go down on your anger. But, Jesus never fails us. God never fails us. We're just talking about the goodness of God. You know, in Hebrews 13:5-6 in NLT, it says, don't love money, be satisfied with what you got. Now, you can have a love for money and not have a cent in your pocket. But you see, realize he'll never fail you. He'll never abandon you. He will supply your need. So you can save a selfishness. The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear what mere people can do to me. You know, we need to realize that Jesus told us in John 16:33, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Now, I mentioned a few things that we cause our own self trouble with, but we have trouble in our world today. We have trouble in our nation. People are all upset. I see it. In fact, I saw a little bit on Facebook and just cut it off, got off of it. But I've had a couple of people ask me, you know, text me or message me and say, "Oh, what are we going to do, man? What's the..." I told somebody, "Hey, I don't care what party you're of. I don't care what color your skin is. I love you. Now, we may not, I don't care if you're not the right, you're doing the wrong thing. I don't care if you're on the other side of that, gender deal. I may not love what you're doing, but I love people. We love everybody. That's God is love. But let me tell you something. You need to just, hey, quit getting in fear. Quit getting upset. Turn that cotton picking thing. Turn the television off. Turn that mess off. The enemy, he will use it to get into your mind and manipulate you and hinder you. Somebody said, "Well, what's going to happen?" I said, "If we'll stay true to God and believe God and believe what the Word says, God will take care of us." If he could take care of those children of Israel in the midst of every, go read. That's why all of the, what happened to the children of Israel, that's why they call them the historical books. That's what it's written for. So we ourselves can see that God took care of his people. I believe God will take care of us if we won't get in fear. The devil wants us to get in fear. He wants to fill our minds with trouble so we're all messed up. We need to just get a hold of God's word says that he would protect me. God's word says that he would take care of me. I don't care whether Democrats in office are the Republicans are the mules or the elephants or this one or that one or whoever it is. I don't care who it is. God, they are not my source. They are not who's going to take care of me. God will take care of me if I believe him. So, you know, trouble. Yeah, we got trouble on every hand. The Israelites had trouble on every hand. Every time they did, God delivered them. Come on now. Somebody said, "Well, I don't like what..." Hey, the three Hebrew children had to go in the fire furnace, but they come out, didn't they? They were delivered. Daniel went in the lion's den, but he came out. Listen, we may be in some bad situations, but let me tell you something. God is still God. I don't care what happens. I don't care who says what. I don't care who's in charge politically. God is the one that's in charge of me, and I believe him, and I believe what he said. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I realize we got a lot of problems in this nation. But in this church, we all love one another. You can look around and see that there's all kinds of colors, all kinds of nationalities, and we love one another. We're for one another. You know, hey, listen, the enemy, it says that he come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will try to put enmity between people to destroy us. Hey, you look at the stage and you see that we have no respect to a person. Hello. You know, don't matter what you look like. We believe in everybody. Quit letting the devil put us in. I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up because I see my Christian people. I see my Christian people getting upset when they, I'm talking about faith people. And now all of a sudden they're getting upset. Hey, my goodness, we have believed that we got the sign on top of this church, faith. We've taught faith for the word of God. I believe God's word and God is going to deliver us. We got to learn to live together in peace and harmony. All of us. You've got to learn to love those that you disagree with. You might not love what they're doing, but you got to love the person. I want to see everybody helped. I'm not going to down anybody. Even all through this pandemic, we've told you if you want to wear a mask in church, wear it. We don't care. But some people, oh man, I'm not going to wear no mask, blah, blah, blah. Hey, what's wearing a mask going to hurt anything? Don't hurt me none. I don't like it, but I will do it. Come on. We need to learn to just trust God and go with the flow of things. Those children of Israel stood at the Red Sea. The enemy was behind them, the mountains on each side of them, the Red Sea in front of them. But God told them to stand still and watch him deliver. Don't get upset. Just stand still and watch God take care of you. Believe God. Believe God. You know, Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. Either you believe it or you don't. Hello. Like I said, we got those other things that cause trouble. We cause our own self trouble. But there's a lot of trouble coming to us from the outside. And the enemy wants to use it to get you away from believing God. And he wants to drive a wedge between different personalities, different nationalities. And you can be the same nationality. And he's trying to drive a wedge between you. Because you like this and then this one likes this. So he drives a wedge between people. He is trying to destroy people. God is trying to rescue everybody he can. God wants us to love one another. Put our arms around one another and love one another. And believe him. I don't know about y'all. I believe God. God's going to take care of me. God's going to take care of you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you look like. We're going to walk this thing out together. I pray every day. I use the 91st Psalm when I pray over myself and my family. And then I say, I agree with my church members. As they stand on the 91st Psalm, I stand with them. No plague can come near them. But you see, I don't have control in your household. I can agree with you, and if you're agreeing with me, then we get together. Otherwise, no. But I got control on my household. In fact, sometimes in the morning time when I'm praying, doing my praying, I call every one of my family's names. My son, my daughter-in-law, all the kids, Denise and Don and the kids, I call them, Lynette. Call all of my family's name. I tell the devil, the 91st Psalm over all of them. No plague can come near them. No harm shall come nigh them. I claim it over those boys as they're playing ball and doing everything. I did it all the time they're playing ball. I still do it. You see, you got to learn. You either believe the Bible or you don't. And you put it in operation every day. Every day I claim that. Every day I claim no weapon formed against me will prosper. Every day I claim whatever I face today, Lord, you'll give me wisdom to handle it. Come on. You see, the storms will come. the trouble will come. But he's told us if we would believe the word and quote the word, that he would deliver us out of it, out of them all. Amen. See, learn to renew your mind with the word. And when you see the trouble, instead of, oh, what's going to happen? How are we going to make it? What are we going to do? Immediately you begin to know, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Come on now. Am I helping anybody? But I've gotten too many texts and I've gotten too many things from people that, and I'm talking about faith people that are, they're uptight. What's going to happen? What's going on? And what's going on is bad. Yeah, it's bad. I agree. You heard what I said. I made the statement after Floyd and that deal. I read my statement. You heard that statement. How many of you remember me reading that? Remember hearing me say that? Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, there's horrible things going on. And there's things that need to be changed. But we as the people of God are the ones that will be here. We are the rock that will cause the change. We're the ones that can cause the change. We're the ones that's got to stand up. And in the face of the storm, say, I believe God, like Paul did on that ship. When he said, I believe it was told me, even as God told him, I believe as it was told me in this word, God will take care of me. If I will love people, if I will do what I'm supposed to do according to the word and quote the word and believe the word and stand on it. Somebody said, well, you don't ever know what's going to happen, Pastor. Yes, I do know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is what you believe. Job said, the thing he feared came upon him. Right? Some people are in, they've gotten in fear. Hey, this COVID deal is real and it's people are dead because of it. And I'm sorry for that. But hey, I'm not going to get in fear over it. I'm going to take some precautions, but I'm going to believe God. I'm going to go back to what I always say, the natural and the supernatural working together. You know, some people want it to be all super. That's like some of these people. Thank God we've gotten out of some of that. But back in the early days of Rhema, you had everything under the sun. People walking across the street believing God that the car's not going to hit them. Come on, I'm serious. People come in. This actually happened in one of my dad's meetings. I was there. This guy came down and he was talking about, I'm Brother Hagin, I'm following the Spirit. Every morning I get up and I ask the Lord I ask the Holy Spirit to tell me how to dress. I'm serious. The guy had on a red tie and a black and green plaid shirt, a chartreuse coat, orange pants. And he said the Holy Spirit told him how to dress that morning. And some of y'all that know my dad looked at him and said, Tony, you'll agree with me. My dad looked at him and said, it might have been a spirit, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what my dad told him. He said, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. And then he went on to tell him, he said, number one, the Holy Spirit don't care what you wear as long as you wear something decent and in order. Come on now. You see, we get people to get way off over here. We get people to get way off over here when we need to get in balance of the Word of God. When something happens, out of our mouth needs to come the Word. When trouble comes, out of our mouth needs to come. He said, I've delivered you. You're going to have trouble, but I've delivered you out of it all. You either believe it or you don't. Anybody getting anything out of this? I didn't know where I was going with this when I got up here. I just had some thoughts that I jotted down, and I said, I'm just going to go, and I'm going to just follow the Spirit and go with whatever I feel the Spirit want me to say. But I know one thing, that he dealt with me specifically about this afternoon as I was getting ready. He said, tell people to get out of fear and start believing the word and acting like the Bible so. Oh, now, let me go back and say, all you got to do is read the word of God. And it says in there, you go read there in Matthew and read Daniel, Revelation, and some of the other places. It says that trouble's going to get worse and worse. The world going to get worse and worse. The Bible said just before the coming of the Lord, it'll be like it was in the days of Noah. Come on. So we've all heard it. We've all talked about it. Said, oh, yeah, we know about that. But now when trouble does start happening, we start, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to believe what the Bible says. All this is happening, everything that's going on. He said there'd be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes and all of that. And this COVID stuff, it goes along in that category. He said, we're going to have all that's going to come. But what does that tell me? That tells me that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is closer than it's ever been before. If we believe the word, that's what the word is telling us. The word tells us these things. How many of you Bible people here have read some of that? Is that not so? Didn't watch what the Bible says? Hey, look up. Your redemption draw nigh. Oh. All I want to say is, hey, don't let the devil begin to fill your mind with a bunch of junk. He will try to walk with your mind. Keep that mind renewed with the word. When you see stuff, let the word come out. Let it come out of your mouth. No, I don't like what's happening. No, I don't like it. But let me tell you something. I'm going to stand with the word of God and the truth of God's word. And there may come a day that I have to stand. And if I have to face it, I have to face it. With some of this neutral gender stuff and all of that, I'm going to stay at the word of God. Whatever, I will not recant off of the word of God what the word of God says. It's not what I believe, not what somebody else believes. It's what the Bible says. The Bible tells you this. If you'll read all of that in Romans and other places, the Bible tells you that that's exactly what's going to happen in the last days. What we see happening is exactly what it said would happen before the coming of the Lord. Somebody said, is this the tribulation? No, it's not the tribulation. But according to the word of God, it's the leading up to it. That's the way I see it. Now, that's my personal belief. You can have on whatever you want to believe. I don't care. It's up to you. But I know what the Bible says. And the Bible says in the last days, things will get worse and worse. Anybody ever read that in there? We're seeing it. We're seeing it. But that doesn't mean we have to get caught up in it. Believe God. Turn to your neighbor and say, I believe God. Read the 91st Psalm every day. That'll help you. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm reading it from the NLT. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God, and I trust him. See, those kind of words right there should begin to build your faith and take fear away from you and begin to give you faith. He alone, I like that. He alone is my refuge. What's a refuge? A place of safety. My place of safety. He is my God. I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Look at that. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Armor is something you put on for protection. You know, you don't consider this, but think about it. How many of you guys play football? You put shoulder pads on. You put some pads around your ribs. You had pads here, on here. What are they for? Protection. Protection. Right? Some guys don't like the rib pads, and so they don't wear them until somebody puts a shoulder pad right in the side of their rib, and then, let me have some of them things. I think some people are like that with the promises of God. They just sort of let it go until they need it, and then they start running. See, his faithful promises are your armor and your protection. Don't be afraid of the terrors of night nor the arrow that flies by the day. Don't be afraid of anything, in other words, anything that's going down. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Do you believe that or not? We see some of that happening right now. Just open your eyes. See how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon the lions and the cobras. You will crush the fierce lions and the serpents under your feet. Now that's all figurative language, meaning trials, troubles, tribulations, everything that comes your direction. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Either it's so or it's not. It comes down to that. It comes down to either you believe it and it's so or it's not. As far as I'm concerned, I believe it. And I walk in it. And I will continue to walk in it till the last day I draw breath on this earth and wake up over there if the Lord tarries his coming. But let me tell you something, people. It's up to you. It's your responsibility. I can tell you about it. I can preach to you about it. But it's your responsibility to get a hold of the Word of God and to either believe it and walk in it and live in it or not. I can't make you do it, but you can make yourself do it. And you can enjoy life and have a great life because God wants us to have a great life. He wants us to have a good life to go to the heaven end. And I believe that we can have it. I believe that we can have the good life to go to heaven end. And there's no devil in hell that can keep me from having that kind of enjoyable life. And 2021 is going to be a great time for us. If you'll believe God, you'll see God deliver you from things that you would never thought would happen. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. I better quit. Glory to God. Let's don't make our own trouble. I talked about that at the beginning a little bit, and then I had a whole bunch more notes on how we cause our own trouble, and the Lord led me off this other way, so I went that way. But let me tell you what. Trouble will come. It's not a matter if, it's just when. Because the enemy is going around seeking whom he may devour. He will devour you if he can, but he can't devour you if you got the Word of God coming out of your mouth. Hello. Glory to God. Raise your hands and thank God for the power of God. Thank God for the anointing of God. Thank God for the Word. The Word of God. His promises is our armor and our protection. Oh, Father, we abide in you. It says that if we abide in you under the shadow of the Almighty, that you will become our refuge, our protection. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. We believe in it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I don't know about you, but I'll give you everything I had. Whoa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good, though. He's trying to get you to understand he's for you, and he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, if you happen to be in this place tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you need to rededicate your life, I want you to step out in the aisle and walk down here right now. I want to pray for you right now. If you need Jesus, you need to rededicate your life to God. I never like to give an opportunity. I never like to minister without giving an opportunity for somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. I'll wait just a moment. Thank God. Let's raise our hands in and thank God for everyone in here. We must all be children of God. Father, if there happens to be one person in here that's not your child, or one person in here that needs to rededicate their life, I pray that you would work with them, send people across their path until they not be happy until they stop and rededicate their life to you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. I trust you got something out of what I had to say tonight. I didn't know where I was going when I started, but I guess it was all right. I'm not going to apologize for it. I can tell you that right now. Hallelujah.